Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to take a few moments here to discuss my thoughts on the new accessible iPhone. I was going to write up a blog entry for this on the Blind Geek Zone blog, and I'm going to put this audio there instead, because I'm not the greatest writer, and not the greatest speaker either, but sometimes I do speak better than I write. And I had quite a few things to say, so I just thought I would do it in an audio format for everybody. There's been a lot of comments that have been made since the message stating that the iPhone would be accessible and that it would have the voiceover screen reader on it. Mike Calvo over at the Saratech blog wrote an excellent article today about it. He's very, very excited about it, and as always, he likes to see mainstream technology become accessible, and I agree with him 100%. I like to see it too. I like to see us be able to use products right off the shelf, with no ifs, ands, or buts. We could just be able to use them. Daryl Shandro over at the Blind Access Journal also wrote a very good article the other day talking about the release of the iPhone, and it was a great article too, and I think he kind of shares my excitement about the release. And also, I think he may possibly share a bit of my, maybe slightly skeptical, very cautious but optimistic opinions. And I'll talk more about that here now. As for myself, I'm very, very excited that Apple, did do this for the new iPhone. And I think it'll be very interesting. I'd like to say I think it's great that it'll be accessible, but I too want to see not only accessibility of a product, but usability of a product as well. The product can be 100% accessible, but if it's not usable or productive, then being accessible doesn't really matter all that much. And frankly, we're going to have to wait to see until people in the blind community get their hands on this phone. A lot of the Apple people are just absolutely, elated that the phone is coming out, and, many of the Mac users, the Apple fans, are all gung-ho for the phone. And, that might be justifiably so. I just can't say. I'm not an Apple person. I'm not a huge Apple fan. But then on the other hand, there are some Windows users that are absolutely 100% against the iPhone. Again, I'm in the middle. I want to wait until the product is officially out. I want to see people in the community use the phone, give some demonstrations of the phone that we can all listen to. Myself, I would like to see some of the Apple people that are very used to voiceover, do the first podcast demonstrations of the unit. That way, they're more accustomed to voiceover, and you know, may be able to give a better demonstration. The one thing I would hate to see happen is somebody get their hands on the iPhone, you know, try it out, not know the slightest thing about VoiceOver, you know, not be able to use it, really give a bad demonstration, and, you know, really taint the experience for everybody else, you know, because a lot of people from that point on will just say, well, I told you so, you know, this wouldn't be usable, blah, blah, blah. So, first, I would love to see the Apple people do it, you know, the Apple, the blind people in the community using Apples do it first. Yeah, and then I'd like to see, you know, maybe others that maybe don't have VoiceOver experience try it out. That way we get a nice balanced viewpoint on the phone, you know, and I frankly really think that's what we need right now is a balanced view. There are too many skews going on here, you know, some people that are just frantically for it regardless, you know, just because. And so many people out there that are frantically and vehemently against it just because, you know, hopefully, you know, that'll change once the unit comes out and, you know, people actually start demonstrating it. One of the things that really, really upset me, there were a lot of discussions on Twitter about it. And there were really some nasty people out there that really got nasty about it and, you know, started cussing people. And, you know, that kind of bashing just isn't necessary. And that kind of conversation just further divides us all. There are too many divisions in the blind community, as is, over different access technologies and things like that, and everybody's always got their opinion, and it gets so nasty, it seems like, in the blind community. You know, people get on their sides of the fence, and, you know, and they sit and hurl rocks at each other, you know, just for the hell of it. And frankly, I just don't understand that sometimes. And unfortunately, right now, I'm kind of sitting on the fence, so I'm getting hit by all the rocks, you know. And I don't like that, you know. Those rocks hurt. But, you know, I just wanted to talk a little bit, give my feelings. Hopefully, you know, I've been trying to put my thoughts out there on Twitter. And, you know, with 140 characters a post, it's kind of hard to get your views out there. And I did just want to take a little bit of time to do a blog entry here, and this will be my first audio blog, so we'll see how this goes over. I'll put it up on the Blind Geek Zone blog site for everybody to read. And I definitely would like to hear everybody's comments, you know, but keep it polite. You know, no bashing. I'm not bashing anybody, and, you know, I hope nobody will bash me in return. But thanks for listening.